हर श्रीवाय प्रियाय कृष्णवर्चितं शुभं कृतं हे। महाप्रसादकरणी सर्वशौभाग्यवर्धिनी आपदां हरति नित्यं पुरुषत्वां नमोस्तुते यानि कानि च पापानि जन्मान्तरकृतानि च तानि तानि प्रणश्यन्ति प्रदक्षिणाय पदे पदे आवाहनं न जानामि नैवं जानामि पूजनम् विसर्जनं न जानामि त्वं गतिं परमेश्वरम् मधुतुल्यो नासि पापात्मा न पराधी कथञ्चनम् परिहारतिं न लज्जामि किमु मे पुरुषोत्तम नमो ब्रह्मण्यदेवाय गौब्राह्मणहिताय च जगदिताय कृष्णाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः गौराङ्गवल्लभीकान्त श्रीकृष्णम् ब्रजमोहन राधारमण हे राधे राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते ॐ भवतो सदा दासो सर्वदा यत्कृपा प्रेक्ष्यतो नित्यम् नित्यात्मानम् समर्पये तवास्मि राधिका नाथो कर्मणा मनुषा गिरा कृष्णकान्तो तवैवासामि योनिगतिर्मम नाहम् बल हे नाहम् शक्ति नाहम् साधन नाहम् भक्ति दया करो हे दयालु भगवन् कृपा करो हे कृपालु भगवन् हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण
Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada.
साक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। अज्ञान विमिरान् भज्य ज्ञानाञ्जन शलाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय जय श्री राधा कृष्ण युगल सरकार की जय।
I remember when this happened to me, I was initiated already 20 years or so. Prabhupada had left the planet, and then I lost my bead. I was on a bicycle going to, we had a long preaching tour, and I went into the forest to read and chant a little in peace. And somewhere in the forest, from the bicycle, fell my initiation bead. And for 2 weeks, every day, I drove from the Heidelberg Temple all the way up the mountain and back to look for those beads. And then I made Inseraten, put something in the paper, have you seen my decoration beads? You know, they are very valuable for me. Therefore, from the person I love the most, you know, wanted to make it clear that these are very important to me in a language which people understood. And I remember, 2 weeks I could only dream of the beads. I saw beads, dreamt of beads. During eating, I thought of the beads and so on. So this is what Krishna does, why he has disappeared from the Rasa dance. And then he ends this chapter by a very famous verse. He says, your love for me is so big that I can't do anything. I'm not able to repay my debt for your spotless service. Even within a lifetime of Brahma, I can't respond. Your connection with me is beyond reproach. You have worshipped me cutting off all ties, which are difficult to break. In other words, finally Krishna, in his very subtle way, says that, actually, I have not reciprocated. With you. It's correct what you thought, but the reason is I just can't. You are so high, you are the highest of devotees, and Krishna begins to glorify the gopis. So I want to end here because I can see that you have heard enough to think about these things. This is a very, very interesting point. Lord Krishna began to play on his flute, and he inaugurated the Rasa dance. And the Rasa dance took a night of Brahma. This is 4,300,000,000 years. And after dancing so long, Krishna sent the gopis home to so on. So if a devotee hears these pastimes in the proper way, from the proper source, his greatest disease, lust, that means I want to enjoy for myself, will go out of the heart. If he hears about Krishna and the gopis and this does not disappear from the heart, it means he doesn't hear it from the right channel. He does not understand this mood of the secret of the Rasa Leela really. So I want to summarize Our movement is a movement of separation. It is based on the mood of the gopis who sang their songs of separation here in Vrindavan at the bank of the Yamuna. What this means is expressed in their selfless service to the Lord of the heart. In the Rasa Lila there are many more things discussed, but I feel the time is getting maybe too late and so on. So I want to just bring out these two these points for your thinking. To bring it now into something very easily understandable and perceivable is, as long as in your heart you do not understand that to to relish the Vrindavan mood you need to become a selfless servant following the footsteps of the gopis as they expressed it, as long as you look for your own satisfaction in your life, your eyes will look full of confusion, bewilderment, and sometimes mental happiness, and sometimes you will eat the mental sadness. So to approach this path, which is a very, very high path, we need very, very high path. We need to remove that selfish conception out of our heart. Only then a devotee will be able to understand the Vrindavan. There's a beautiful prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Yoga Maya. The devotees turn towards five transcendental personalities in order to gain entrance into Vrindavan. One is Vrindadevi, the other is Giri Govardhan, the other is Gopeshwara, the other is Purnamasi, Yoga Maya, and finally the trees of Vrindavan. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays to Yoga Maya, he said, "You are covering the eyes of the conditioned soul, and therefore I can't perceive Vrindavan. Please, please, remove the covering from my eyes." Back, the blue back, here, somewhere. That is Puch. Das Ringbuch ist von Raja mit dem Gebetsbild. Wo Raja dann drin da ist. Ja. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays like this. And today I want to encourage you, if you want that the curtain of Maya open, one is all, no, you want that this curtain goes down, you want that the curtain which covers the vision from the garden goes down, you must enter the mood of selfless service, even if you do only for 10 minutes selfless service a day. You'd be like your day is successful. Then try for 12. Then more and more. Then and only then that curtain will be removed. Otherwise, it is not possible. It will stay. When you do selfless service, then all of a sudden this covering turns into a yoga maya that attracts your heart to Krishna's lotus feet, that you can never forget it and always remember it. This is a very important secret. There are other things which I wanted to say. I've come to the end. I will soon ask for questions, if you have any. Then I will just speak about some practical things which we need to discuss. I wanted to actually read you a prayer from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how he experiences the Vrindavan, which will be very instructive and very, very amazing and astonishing. I'm waiting for the book to come. It's a prayer which I read in the airplane when we left from Kota on the way to Delhi. And it was very, very nice. Here it comes. When, oh when, will my foolish ass-like mind finally attain a place to rest at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, rejecting all other meditation? When will I finally understand my own worthlessness? Actually, there is no other soul who is lower than me. When will I offer my respectful obeisances to all the untouchables, submitting prayers unto them? I will humbly beg for a drop of devotion to Lord Krishna. And when will I finally exhibit real compassion to all living entities? Seeing the degradation of the conditioned souls, I will fall to the ground crying. And then comes the Vrindavan part. So here he expresses humbleness. Then he says, weeping and weeping, I will sadly go to Sri Vrindavan and will take shelter of a Vaishnava in that abode of Raj. Standing before a resident of Raj, I will grasp both his hands and question him intently about all the holy places of the Lord's pastimes there. I will say, O resident of Raj, please exhibit your favor and kindly show me where all the pastimes of Hari have taken place. Then with a gracious heart, the resident of the Dham will personally take me into the depths of the forest. He will say, just look there. That is the Kadamba grove in which the delightful son of Maharaj Nanda sported the rasa dance. Look, here is Nandagram, which is the residence of Krishna's parents, Nanda and Yashoda. Look, here is where Lord Balaram sported his own rasa dance. Look, here is where Lord Krishna stole the clothes of all the gopis as they bathed. And just see this place. It is where the demon Bakasura makes its stay. Then he says, and at night? So, how will he eat? Begging a little food like a bee, I will wander from door to door. I will drink a little water from the Yamuna, filling my palm. And at night, I will go to the Mayapur Development Trust meeting houses. And at night, I will go to sleep by the door of some temple I happen to wander near. Then the time will come when this material body will become a tasty feast for all the aquatics, when it is thrown into the river at the time of death. Then, living eternally in my spiritual body at the feet of a gopi in her own grove, I will finally serve my greatly treasured Lord Krishna. This is how he goes to Vrindavan. I thought it nice to bring out the extreme humility which can only come to a devotee who has learned to engage in devotional service. Today, on this holy, in this holy place, let us learn a little bit about the selfless service, and we will, for the first time in our life, become happy. We will become ecstatic. We will dance in jubilation. We will scream out, "It is not possible! I have found! I have found! I have found it!" From what the scriptures tell. Please, I'm very serious about this point. When you are at a holy place, if you can just learn this one secret, you will make your stay successful. Otherwise, it is very dangerous to stay at holy places for too long, because our offensive minds might make so many problems, which range from Vaishnava aparad to Guru aparad and to all aparads in between. And we will always live on the shell of the holy dove and become distressed and restless and everything else. This place, Vrindavan Dham, is a place where all our spiritual desires can be fulfilled. And if we learn to follow the footsteps of the great devotees, that will happen. Hare Krishna. So I want to now see if you have some questions, and then I want to read my little message to all of you. It's very interesting. I think you will like it very much. It's very hopeful. This was a little heavy. Huh? No, yes, middle. A simple point made with new illustration. But it's so important. So important. Those who come to the holy Dham to enjoy the holy Dham, Krishna might he might go along with that for some time, but only for some time, not all the time. Then something will happen. I hope no song will happen to you, because that will be painful. I have a thorn in the foot or a thorn in the mind. Very painful. Yes. Now, do you have any questions regarding these points?
Can Krishna love can be described? Because there are just three kinds, but then he never.
He said, "I reciprocate." He has said this in the Bhagavad Gita, "Yeya tamam prapatyante." It means, in the degree someone surrenders to me, I reveal myself, I reward myself. He reciprocates. But his reciprocation is sometimes in a way that he even disappears from a devotee. There is this verse, yasyaham anugrinami, that Krishna disappears and the devotees feel bereft, he has nothing left any longer. Do you know this? Sometimes you think, am I really a shadow of a devotee? I don't think so. You know, you become very humble at times. But it's so much a relief. It's so much a relief when you become humble. And Krishna takes the burden of false ego and illusion away from you. There's so much a relief. He's expert in doing this. The day before yesterday, I want to say something, because we have the family. I was chanting at Nityananda's appearance place. And you know, when you chant the whole day and the whole night, it's really, you have to chant for the pleasure of the Lord. Govindananda, we have Vrindavan, it's in about 9 o'clock. And we will soon eat prasadam. So, when it was very hot, and then it started to come, finally. I was staying at the place where Nityananda Prabhu had called all the holy places. It's a mango tree which grows over a little pond. All things started to happen in the pond. First the snake went and I was so much diverted, the snake will surely eat me now. And then I went to another place where I could see them. Then there was a bird who fell in the pond and started to hunt for fishes. And you know, I think you are a nature lover also. One immediately gets diverted in the mind, and it was becoming worse and worse. So that finally, in the I know that Nityananda was giving me the sauce. Finally, in the evening, I was just it became Prabhupada's disappearance time, and he disappeared from this world. And then that is anyway the most sad moment in the life of a disciple. I was so finished. And then, okay, then I chanted into the night, and then I went. In the morning, I could not understand why, Lord Nityananda, have you tested me so severely? Why have you? And I went to the it's called Gava Vas. It's a my beautiful building. I think our devotees, some devotees were with that. You get my life here? Yes. You have seen my thing? And I can reach another like this. And the next morning it was just mercy, mercy, mercy. I felt so relieved. Felt me. So relieved, so happy I could dance over the place. I know as a child when I did mischief and nonsense, and sometimes my father had to come and said, enough! Once then he put me over the knee, and then he put the, this is not popular, but anyways, he gave me a solid beating. I thought it was wonderful and necessary. I felt so happy afterwards. So then, because the false, the nonsense goes away. This is my Krishna method. Sometimes we. So he reciprocates. That's Krishna's answer. But sometimes in other ways than we expect. Here, he disappears from the gopis. Why? Not out of cruelty, but to intensify the love. He doesn't fit in any of the categories which the gopis said. But because he loved the gopis so much, finally he said, I can't reciprocate your love. He says it like this, so, to glorify them. But this is just a sentiment. But that is very much, his name is Dr. Vatsala, the friend of the devotees. with the name which is which we celebrate in this world. Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu.
I find it very difficult to have the service because the mind is very quick and can proud only of the thought that I might do some type of service. And I think I could only do it if I were really have the confidence that Krishna is with me and I don't need anything else and I'm not missing something and I'm doing it for sure. So I can't see how to come to that point to get this key of service.
You need to hear a lot about Krishna. By hearing a lot about Krishna amongst devotees, your faith is born, Shraddha. And that faith becomes very strong. Especially hearing amongst devotees. And when the devotees talk about Krishna, makes the faith very strong. The faith is not strong enough. That's our problem in this world when we come to Krishna consciousness. Our faith is very thin. It becomes thicker if we hear from devotees from the right sources, with the right siddhanta, conclusion, and then we also surrender to Krishna. It's amazing that Lord Chaitanya came to this world to teach the path of Sharanagati, that is, this surrender, which is so difficult. And the first point is he teaches us to become humble and meek, and then it goes to think of Krishna as the only protector and the only thing. This is how it starts. You must go in the Sharanagati school. This is the answer. For that you need to have Shraddha to enroll in this. I have good news. Lord Nityananda has opened a marketplace. This is Bhakti Vinodhakar's thing. He sells the love of Krishna. This comes in the holy name. And what is the price he wants? Only Shraddha. According to the price, how much faith you have, he gives you this. And this faith we need to pick up from devotees. Stay with devotees, talk about Krishna with devotees, hear about Krishna from devotees. Then it will come one day. Must come. After all, we are pure souls. By the Otago, he prays, "Oh Gopinath, please make plans how to drag me out of the world, because you are most intelligent. I'm not intelligent enough." He said, pray like this. Please, Krishna, you make the plan, not the answer. Come up again. You're thinking, or may I know what is going on in you? Have I reached you as my audience? Have I reached you? Or, yeah. So you're thinking about it. Or I'm always so afraid when I talk about these things that are just like waves extending without receiver. But I think we really can let us see with anxiety in me. Then I think, no, it's nothing. starts to get 2 o'clock in the morning, then it gets 6:30. Yeah?
You start already, have to cultivate this need of pleasing Krishna, but we discussed also one similar point in Bonnet about this actually getting the mercy of the spiritual master and understand then how to give it back.
Yeah.
My question would be how to receive actually the mercy.
How to receive the mercy? This is a very good question, and I will answer it by reading this message to you. Now, can you still, or can we maybe make one bhajan in between? Can we request Raji Prabhu to make a little bhajan, maybe around 5 minutes, to get us on another, so to say, hearing level, then we can hear again a written text which requires concentration. Can we have a nice Hare Krishna mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.